I think we're ready to start. Okay. Okay, so we're gonna start the sugya. So I wanted to down during Elul, we started this year about 10 years ago. We learned all sorts of chesh mishpat and monetary halachas, and then we took a break last year. We went into yerdeya kitchen stuff. I think we're gonna go back now into chesh mishpat. And a lot of stuff related to that. But as Akdama, so I wanted to, something which is the get once every 7 years, this year is Shemitah's Ksafim. Prozbon Shemitah's Ksafim. So actually, we read the mitzvah in this week's parasha. So aside from Shemitah's Karka, this is a halacha, you have to let the Karka fallow, you also are not allowed to collect debt during Shemitah. And there's a pasuk in this week's parasha, we just read, V'zed Var Shemitah. Shomait, you should let be kol bal masha yod, anyone that owes you money, shayashab reyu, lo yigois esrei eyu ves ochim kikar shmit al Hashem. In the Mepharshim says, it's this essay, and it's just loisase. You're not allowed to collect the debt. Now, lemaisa, just to understand, because part of understanding, you know, really a lot of the lima is going to be about the prosbol, which is that's what we have to, in order to take care of this problem, or this mitzvah, in order to avoid the problem that we'll see in the Gemara, Hillel was Mesak and Prozbul. But before we go with that, let's understand a little bit. What is the mitzvah? How does it work, the whole concept of Shemitah's Ksafim? So let's just start. The Gemara, there's a Gemara later we didn't get to yet, but the Gemara talks about if the, you know, so the Malva lends you money, and it's due now on Shemitah, and the Loive wants to pay his debt. The Loive comes and he says, hey, here's your money, I owe you. So there's a mitzvah that the Malva has to say, Shamait. I'm not collecting. I'm not going to collect.
For now or?
That's it, it's done. It's over. So what's the gedder of this mitzvah, of the chiyuv, of the din? So Mamash, an interesting machlokes rishonim between the Minchas Chinuch brings it down, and it's meduik and Rashi maybe one way, but it's machlokes rishonim, how does the whole mitzvah work? The some shittas hold, the Urayim holds that mamish the Urayim holds that the debt is still there, but you're not allowed to collect it. Your mitzvah is to let him keep the money, but he still really technically owes you the money. But the mitzvah is, you're not supposed to collect it. You're supposed to meichel the money and let him keep it. The Arzarua says, Minchas Chinuch brings down, that no, the mitzvah is, it's in this battle, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away the loan. It became his money, it's nothing to do, it's his money. Right? So is the mitzvah to be meichel, which would make sense in the Gemara, because Gemara says Shamoit. You're supposed to say, so the, or your aim is coming from the Gemara. The Gemara says, the life is supposed to say, stop, no, I don't want it. No, but the Arzura says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mevatel the loan. He made the loan go away. Right, I mean, the mitzvah is to not collect it somehow, but it's not there, nothing to collect. Right, so you're over a lav if you take it. The question is, are you over gezel? Besides that you, let's say you pressure the guy and you ended up getting back the money, right? So, besides that, probably other people want to figure out your technique because most people lend money, don't ever get back the money anyway. But Lemaisa, so you got back the money. Very good, you got back the money. And you were over the lav of collecting a debt on Shemitah. But is it gezel? Maybe it's not your money to begin with. Right? Besides that, you were over the lav is a gezel. So according to those Rishonim, Minchas Chinuch says, according to the Arzur, it would be gezel. According to the Urayim, it wouldn't be gezel. Because the whole Isser is Michael, you weren't Michael. So you're over the Isserum of Shvius, but you weren't over the Isserum of Gezel. In that Sefer that Rabbi Kalani showed me, Rabbi Rimon, he brings out another Nafkamina, Gavaldika Nafkamina. He says, what happens if the malva dies? The lender dies. Can the children collect the debt? Is there a Yerusha on it? So it could be that the Yerushim can collect the debt and they don't have a mitzvah of Shamot because it's not their chayv, they weren't the malva. So it could be that they, fakir, they're allowed to collect the money, but according to the Zeruah, there's no money left to collect. It's not their debt, bachlal. And he says another nafkamina would be, very interesting nafkamina, is there's a lot of pratim, a lot of details to the halacha of how do we know Shmita, gets rid of the loan. There's a lot of different types of loans. There's a lot of different details. When did you lend it? When? So let's say you have a suffix. You're not sure. Let's say you have a suffix, whether or not, the Shemitah. So according to the Or Zeruah, the person holding the money, say, I'm the most, I'm not paying you. Maybe it's your money. Maybe it's my money. According to the Urayim, it could be you would have to pay because suffix, derabanan, it's a mitzvah. It's a cool. I don't have to mishamit to you. And Mamela, you for sure owe me the money. The question is, do I have a mitzvah to Michael? I don't have a mitzvah. So I don't have, that's my, I'll worry about my Yom Kippur. But you pay me the money because you for sure owe me the money. So there's two different ways how to look at it. So hashkafically, he says a nice nekuda there. He says that there's really two ways to look at what Shemitah's lesson is to teach us, right? The whole concept of Shemitah is, Parnos is in the hand of Hashem, and you're a farmer, and the land is fallow. This is your parnasa, and you're just letting it, and you're in the hands of Hashem. So the lesson in Shemitah's Kesafim is similar, but there's a nuance, the difference between the Yireim and the Arzaruah. These two Mahalfim had to understand it. According to the Yireim, the idea is, it's your money, but be moichel it because you'll get parnasa from Hashem. The idea is you're going to get the parnasa from Hashem. So don't worry, you're going to give up the money. It's fine. According to the Arzaru, which is the way we paskin, most Rishonim, is the whole lesson of Shemitah is much more. It's not just Zat Hashem. The lesson of Shemitah is it's not your money to begin with. You lent the money, it doesn't matter. It's his now. Hashem took away your money, made it his. You lent the money, it wasn't your money to begin with. So you lent the money, now it's back to him. It's all going, it's not your money to begin with. It's a much more stronger message, the Shemitah, according to that understanding. It's that you lent the money and Hashem took it away from you and said, no, it's his now. The other way is, it's your money, but Hashem wants you to be Moichel to other people. So it's two, hashkafically, also two different ways to really understand what is the nekuda of the Shemitah's Kesaf. Okay, now, understandably, but before we get into that, really the point of this sugya that I wanted to cover today was, is this mitzvah apply nowadays? Does it apply from the Torah level? Does it apply from a rabbinic level? Or does it not apply at all? Maybe this is only in the land of Eretz Yisrael, or maybe this is only when Shemitah's Noye. So the first Gemara we brought down was a Gemara in Kedushin, that the Gemara in Kedushin brings a drasha from Rebbe. We'll start from the Gemara in Lamed Chesem at base, where the Gemara brings the drasha of Rebbe. So the Gemara says, like this, the Tanya Rebbe, it's like seven, eight lines down, and it brings a brice of Rebbe Oimer, which is the pasuk in this week's parasha. There's no more sheets. So it says, Vizeh Dvar Ashmita. We're going to get to the proof. But people messed it up before proof messed it up. So let's get that. Here, Titania. Rebbe Oimer. Rebbe says, Zed Dvar Shmita. This is the Dvar Shmita. Shamoit. So the pasuk is repetitive. It says, this is the mitzvah of Shmita. Do Shmita. So it's repetitive. Shamoit kobal mashe yadoi. Shmita is a custom medaber. Clearly, the kavan of the Torah here is to connect two types of shmitas. Shmita's karka, there's a mitzvah to let the ground go down, lay the ground fallow, not work the ground. V'achas shmita's ksofim, there's a secondary part of the shmita, is the shmita of kesef, which in chutz la'aretz, that's the only shaykhis to the mitzvah that we have. So Rebbe connects these two. Bizman shatam shamit karka atam shamit ksofo. When the mitzvah shmitas karka applies, that's when the mitzvah shmitas kesef applies. Bizman shatam shamit karka atam shamit ksofo. Okay. Now the Gemara says maybe that should mean only in the place where you have the mitzvah shmita, which is Eretz Yisrael. That's when you have the mitzvah of shmitas kesef also, of the loans. No, the Gemara says no. It applies everywhere. It's just what time period. It only applies when the mitzvah of Shemitah's karka applies. Okay? So there's a fundamental machloikas between Rashi and Tosfos. I don't understand this drasha of Rebbe. Rashi says it's connecting the two Shemitahs. There's Shemitah of karka, to lay the ground fallow, and then there's the Shemitah of kesef. Those two things apply. Those two things are connected. Whenever one applies, that's when the other applies. Tosfos, now according to Rashi, we would run into a drop of an issue. Why? Because the Rambam's shita is that nowadays, Shemitah's karka is deoraisa. Now, this whole tumult that the Shemitah in Eretz Yisrael, and you can't, then we're going to get a Shemitah now, where are you going to get your Shemitah from? Everyone was like getting a Shemitah from Eretz Yisrael. Where are you, you can't get a Shemitah from Eretz Yisrael this year. Shemitah, and then salads, and the whole Shemitah, everyone's, well, The Rambam shita is that Shemitah nowadays is still deraisa, not Shemitah's ksafim. I'm talking about Shemitah's karka. So according to Rashi's understanding, that would mean that according to the Rambam, Shemitah's ksafim is also deraisa today. So that would be interesting. If it would be deraisa, we're going to learn the Gemara. Maybe Prusbel doesn't work on that. So we have to figure that out. But Tosfos darshan's a little bit differently. Tosis's drasha is different. Tosis says, "B'shtei shmitas hakasam medaber" means that there's a shmita of yovel and there's a shmita of shmita, and the din of shmita's ksofim to negate the loans only applies when yovel applies. Okay, if the Rambam holds shmita applies, why wouldn't yovel apply? Because yovel has another condition to it. Besides that, you need to have kedusha on the land, which the Rambam holds there is. But Yovel has another condition to it. Yovel requires that you need Roiv Yeshveh Ha'alel. You need most of the Jewish people to live in Eretz Yisrael. And that's when Yovel applies. Now, Yovel has a lot of dinim to it, right? But Yovel, which is once in every 50 years, that whole thing, only applies if Roiv Yeshveh Ha'alel. There's a big hack that nowadays, some people are getting close to that, right? There's 5 million Yidden in Eretz Yisrael, there's like 13 million in the world.
Doesn't everyone have to live in their ancestral heritage?
Different shitas on that. And maybe you need one represented, you need every shevet to be represented, could be. I guess so. I mean, that's
really Jews are Yidden too.
Someone whose mother was Jewish, I don't know. Oh, yeah. Maybe part of the 13 million, their father is Jewish. I don't know. but the point is, the point would be that according to the Rambam learns like Tosfos, and therefore, according to the Rambam, the idea is that since Yovel is the Rabbanah, since Yovel doesn't apply nowadays, that's why there's no mitzvah Shemitah's Kesef either nowadays. That's where the Rambam would learn. Even though Shemitah's Karka is Deraisa. But there's a connection between Shemitah's Ksofim and Yovel. That's the connection in the Gemara. So Rebbe's drasha is not between Shemitah's Karka and Shemitah's Ksofim, because then according to the Rambam, it would be deraisa today. It's a connection between Yovel and Shemitah's Ksofim, which is like the way Tosfos learned. Okay, I just summarized for you that whole Tosfos, so you can thank me for that. So Tosfos over there learns that way, and that would be the way the Rambam's understanding would be. Now, small mention, which is probably what you're thinking. Doesn't Prusbel mess with that? Okay, so let's talk about that for a minute. And I want to get to a Gevaldika Pilpul that I saw in the Sefer from the Divrei Yoel, from the Samarov, which is Gevaldika Pilpul on this sugya. So the Mishnah in Gittin, Lamedalad Amud Beis, brings down, it's a Mishnah in Shvius also, the 10th parak of Shemitah, or Shvius. The Mishnah brings down Hillel Hiskin Prusbel Mipnei Tikkun Olam. Hillel saw that there was a bigger problem out there. There was a Tikkun Olam problem. There was a very big issue if you wouldn't do this. And he stepped up and decided to create a Prusbel. Now we'll see that we have 3 weeks or 4 weeks to figure out how does Prusbel work. But the concept of a Prusbel more or less is that you sign a document saying that your loans belong to the Beis Din. And the Beis Din now gives you the right to collect the debt as a shliach of the Beis Din, as representative of the Beis Din. So you're going to go represent the Beis Din and say, hey, you know, Mr. Loive, Mr. Borrower, you owe, you know, Mr. Malva that lent you money, you owe him money. So he says, hey, it's Shemitah. I thought he's not allowed to collect it. No, he's not collecting it. The Beis Din's collecting it. Oh, but you look very similar to the guy that lent me the money. So you say, yeah. But the Beis Din hired me to go collect the loan. Oh, it's a good job. I mean, it's not a very well-paying job, but they made me a shliach of the Beis Din to collect the loan. And that's, once Beis Din's collecting the loan, not the Malvet, that's permitted. That's basically what the Prusbel does.
And the fee is the amount of the loan?
And conveniently, right. I don't know the fee. I mean, they're making you a shliach. They're making you a shliach. There's no fee.
What did Hillel effect? He gave Beis Din the right? Or Beis Din always had the rights.
So are you saying that Midoraisa, the concept of Prusbel works? It's just he made a Takana Ebrus to do it?
Yeah, I don't know.
There's a concept of Moisesh Daraisa of LeBeis Din, which is when we get in a few more weeks, we'll figure out, did Hillel just implement the Daraisa Dika concept and just basically make it across the board? Or did he create a new Musig? Okay, well, I want to get to that. This part of this whole pilpul here. So the first question is, why did Hillel do this? Like you said, aren't we supposed to appreciate Shemitah and take it in? And either like the two lessons that we said, either money is not mine, it's all Hashem, or the Parnasa, Hashem takes care, Hashem Michael. Now Hillel comes along and says, Hashem's Gevaldik and Hashem takes care of everything. But in the meanwhile, sign the Prusbel and learn Musa later, right? So like what happened? So Hillel saw, the Gemara says that there was a big problem. And interestingly, the problem is not that people collected the debt. That wasn't the problem, because people respected the halacha. So much so, people respected the halacha that they stopped lending money. That was the problem. And as my chavrusa said, it's like my father one time. So he got the job to work for the government in Argentina. So he was the head of the central bank. So he, when he was meeting with the president of the country, so he says to the president of the country, he says, you know, I can't work on Shabbos. I don't work on Shabbos. I only work 6 days a week. So the president, what do you mean you don't work on Shabbos? What is that? I'm the president of the country. I call you. You're not going to pick up the phone. He said, no, I'm not going to pick up the phone. I only work 6 days a week. He says, yeah, look, it's 6 days more than everyone else around here. As Mechavrusa said, if people only didn't get back the money once out of 7 years, it's pretty good. Most people who lend money don't get back their money at all, right? So apparently in those days, people actually got back their money. They respected the Shemitah. They didn't get back money on Shemitah. So what happened is people stopped lending money. So Hillel realized that people, and you know what's the problem with not lending money? So first of all, it's not that Hillel said they're not going to keep Shemitah. No, they're going to keep Shemitah. And it's not even, if you medayik the Gemara, that Hillel said they're not going to lend money. The problem is they're going to be over a lav. Because the lav says, he shomer lecha, pen yeh davarim levavcha b'li'al. So it says, raw. It's a Gemara here on Lamed Vavim. I think we have it, Lamed Vavim et Alf. It's in the pamphlet. So it says, ze echad min advarim shehiskin Hillel zaken sheraw es ha'am. And what's the problem? The avra mashakosuv batoira he shomer lecha penye davar levavcha b'li'al. So it's very meduik in the Gemara that Hillel was not concerned that they weren't going to keep Shemitah, and he wasn't concerned that they weren't going to lend money. Even he was concerned that if you don't lend money, you're going to be over a lav. The malvah for not lending. The Torah says he shomer lecha he shomer pen va'al is a lav. So it's a lav. Do not refrain from lending money because you know Shemitah is coming. So a guy knocks on your door 2 days before Rosh Hashanah and he says, can I borrow $10,000? I mean, when are you going to pay back? When are you going to pay back? Rosh Hashanah is conveniently coming around, you know? So there's a lot of you have to lend him the money. if you would not lend him the money because you're afraid he's not going to pay back. So he said, no, I'll get it to you tomorrow. I have a check clearing tomorrow. I'll get you the check tomorrow before Rosh Hashanah. You're nervous because he's a day late. That's it. You lost the money. So you're over a lot. You cannot do that. So people stopped lending money. So Hillel, and they were over this Isser. So in order to protect people from being over this Isser, Hillel instituted the Prozbo.
If the terms of the loan end before Shemitah,
what type of loan? You're getting into a lot of detail now about what type of loan does Shemitah cancel. But let's assume Shemitah cancels a loan that its payment is before Rosh Hashanah of the eighth year. If it's after Rosh Hashanah of the eighth year, right? There is a question, if you want to get technical, that why did Hillel have Misak and Prozbo? Why couldn't Hillel make a better takana? That everyone, every Rosh Hashanah should sit down and say, I extend all my loans to be paid off on some Gedalia. And once a loan is not due, once a loan is not due before Rosh Hashanah, it's due after Rosh Hashanah, you could collect it now. So wouldn't that have been a better takana for Hillel to do? Right? It's a good kasha. Okay. Yes, so maybe that's a schus for the maybe who says you can lengthen his man of the loan? Maybe it's a schus. I don't know. Well, it's a sugyo. Why I saw this kasha somewhere. Maybe even here. I saw the kasha somewhere. So the kasha. Okay, now I want to get into the Gemara itself. So the Gemara asks a very fundamental kasha. So that was the motivation of Hillel. Okay. So, you know, Hillel is an Adam Gadol. You have to, the Gedolim can decide what's more important. The certain percentage of people that will just follow Shemitah or the percentage of people that won't lend money and will be over that lot. So Hillel decided and saw that, no, it's more important that people should lend the money. Okay? So that's why it was Misak in the Prozbo concept.
Why didn't the mission use a lesson of Tikkun Olam? It wasn't, it's not about people getting the loans. It's really about people being over the lot or not.
So, yeah, it's a Takkun of...
Tikkun Olam sounds like people are going to stop lending and not even are going to have money.
It doesn't say Tinnel Delis. I hear what you're saying. You're saying it's not the standard Tikkun Olam. It's more protecting people from the lav. It's not the standard way we would say it. Okay, but I hear what you're saying. Now let's go into the Gemara. The Gemara again, because we want to get into the concept of whether it's. And I'm not getting so technical right now. Does it work? You know how exactly principle works. But I want to know more. Is the whole concept of Shmita Tzitzafim Deraisa Derabanan and that? So let's look at this Gemara. The Gemara here, where the sidebar is, how does it work? Midaraisa Shmita cancels the loan, and he made a takan of a prosbul. How do you undermine a deraisa? It's this Rebbe that we mentioned before, and he brings the drash of Rebbe. In other words, etc. He brings the whole drash of Shmita to custom daber, etc. until the bottom of the page, and then it says Tikinu Rabbona on top of the next page, the Tishamet. And here it says more, you're right, Florence, because the next one it says, Rahil Shanimnu Hamal Havazazze. It does, it just keeps it more parv. I have to look up the Mefarshim. Amad Vihiskin Prusbol. Fine. So that was how he got out of the problem. He can't go against the Deraisa concept completely. So Teretz says, because Shmita's Ksafim nowadays is Derabanan anyway. So on the Derabanan, he allowed that. So that's what it says. Now, again, that would mean in this Gemara, pretty clear so far, Mefurish in the Gemara, that if Shemitah would be Deraisa, Prozbul would not help. Pretty clear in the Gemara so far. Says the Gemara Vayter, let's go the other way around. Hold on. That means you're telling me that Mideraisa, the loan is fully effective and fully valid. The loan is 100% betoikfai. It's valid. And what did the Rabbanan come and do? They established, no, the Malva, the lender cannot collect the loan. So now that's a question. How did Chazal establish a takana, which is going to take away the money from the borrower, from the lender? Why would they do that? Or how would they do that? So me, kamidu de medraisa le mesham to shviyas, or takinu Rabbanan to tishamet. So two tirutim. Abai says, Shev al tasim. Abai says they can do that. Chazal have their power to do that because That's just a sheval tase. They're just not letting the malve collect his debt. Sheval tase. Rava Amar, a famous concept called Hefker, based in Hefker. On monetary laws, on Isurim, Isur Veheter, Chazal don't have such a strong power. They can't say Chazir is mutter. They can't say the things which are also are mutter. But when it comes to monetary laws, they could say this guy's money is his because they could create a Hefker of Bezdin, a Bezdin empowered Hefker, Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. And the Gemara brings two Makairis for this. This is part of the pilpa I want to get to. It's very geschmack. So pay attention to the Psukim. The Omer of Yitzchak, Binayin Shehefker, Bezdin, Hefker. How do we know this concept of having Bezdin, Hefker? Two Psukim. Shinema. The first pasuk says, was like a takana. Anyone that doesn't come in 3 days, katzas asarim vaskenim, the way we establish, yocharam korishu shavu yibadel, we're making everything hefker. So it's a clear pasuk that based on the koyach, everyone's money, we're going to turn it into hefker. What? Yeah, it's in Ezra. I don't know the context exactly, but that was a pasuk. Rabbi Eliezer says, "Mehalcha egla nachlus shenachlu Elazar Koyin Yeshua ben Nun Rashi Avos that they make a drasha that the Bezdin is like the Rashi Avos and it's like a nachla that they can give someone else's money. Bezdin can give someone else's money. So the Mefarshim want to know why do we have to two psukim? So the Rashba says a very yishmaka idea that there's two levels of hefker Bezdin hefker." One level of Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker is that they make the money Hefker. It's not yours anymore. That money does not belong to you anymore. Fine. There's another to come after that. That's the first pasuk. Yacharam kol rechusha, it's Hefker. But how do we know that they can create, that someone else owns it? Maybe they can take it away from you, but how do we know that the Chazal have that power to take it away from you and give it to him? So that's the second pasuk. It's like a nachala. They can make it that it goes from the first person to the second person. Okay? So the question is here.
It's going through Hefker?
What?
It's going through Hefker from one to the other.
After it becomes his. That's the koyach of Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker, is that they take it away from him and can create a new ownership.
So not through Hefker, Bezdin, when they make it Hefker, and then they make it his.
I don't know what the lumdus. You want to know if the lumdus is... Okay, right, I'm saying, I don't know if the lumdus is that it came Hefker for a second and then it became his, or shot is it's just a transfer ownership. But no, but that's the whole idea is that they can create this new type of ownership. So now, let's think about it for a second. I don't know exactly. I don't think it goes through Hefker. I think it's just a knah. They create that the money belongs to him. Okay, now. Let's think about the first step. So the first step is Chazal said that really the loan is yours, but we're making it that the guy can't collect. So the if you think about it, this really depends on how we started off the shir, because if you go with the Yerim's concept. So really what happened, I mean, the Yerim's concept was is that the borrower still owes the money to the lender. It's just that the lender's not allowed to collect. Okay, so now, so that means Midrash is allowed to collect. Midrabanan, they said don't collect. So how does the Hefker Bezdin help him? So it doesn't do a Hefker Bezdin, just the Chazal said don't collect. So really, how does the Hefker Bezdin answer the question? You understand? You follow what I'm asking? Midaraisa is allowed to collect. The Gemara asked the Kashi, he's allowed to collect Midaraisa, so why is he not allowed to collect Midarabanan? So Hefker Bezdin Hefker. How did that answer the question? Clearly, you have to say, is that what Chazal said, is that the money that belongs to the, you have to say, according to the Urim for sure, that it's not just that they made it, they basically have to take away, okay, that's according to both Pshatim, but they have to say that the money which is owed to the lender becomes now the borrower, it's not his money anymore. According to the other Pshat, what Shemitah does is, it's owed to him.
There's no object.
Okay, but whatever part of the loan is his, the shibud, whatever, they took away his money. And the other way also, I guess that part is not really so chaluk. But either way, according to this, it seems pretty clear you need hefker bezin hefker in order to allow that, to make it that the loan, you know, belongs to the lender, to, you know, to the borrower. What about for prusbul? Do you need a kalan to hefker bezin hefker for prusbul? We said Chazal only made prusbul on a darabana. So you look at Rashi b'shvius bizman hazeh. So Rashi says, it's this long Rashi on the side, b'shvius bizman hazeh, and Rashi there. No, I'm sorry, it's not that. It's the Rashi by Moisrani Lachem. On Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. Moisrani Lachem, Eshtar Oisai, Shatim Tiyu Noik Simvani Loi Agos, Ulkam on Mukid Yesh Karech Biyadam Lafkiya Mimoyno Shazev Alitin Lazeh, Bemokim Shei Siag V'Takana. Rashi says that the Takana of the Prusbul requires that you say Hefker Bezen Hefker. So how does Prusbul make it that there's Hefka? How does that work, right? So we're saying now that the loan is nullified. Chazal came along and he said there's no more loan. Oh no, but you're allowed to collect the money with a Prusbul. That was Hilul Sakana. Why? Rashi says, oh, Hefka Bezen Hefka. How does that work?
So the loan is bottle, right?
So it would only work if you say the Hefker Bezdin Hefker, like the second level of Hefker Bezdin Hefker that we said before. If Chazal went ahead and say they can make the money Hefker, what does that help?
Saying there's a loan, if I'm holding a loan, I owe him money.
You're the lender, you're the borrower.
I owe him money. So Bezdin Hefker says that they're just nullifying something. So nullifying, I have the money in my pocket.
Exactly. What's it going to help the borrower?
Nullification works in that sense.
Right.
But to then say that his nullification has half the best and half the, now that he has to repay me.
Yeah.
That nullification, somebody has to physically give something.
Right. So, in other words, in order to say Hefker Bezdin Hefker on Prusbul, it only makes sense if you hold that Hefker Bezdin Hefker does two things. Number one, it can take the money out of the pocket of the borrower. And number two, put the money in the pocket of the lender. Now he has money. Oh, he can collect it. That's what the Prusbul does. It basically essentially made it that the loan that's by the borrower is now in the lender's pocket. He's allowed to go collect it. Okay, you're following? There's two levels of Hefker Bezdin Hefker. In order to say that Hefker Bezdin Hefker works on Prusbul, then you have to say that the Peshat in Hefker Bezdin Hefker is that it makes the money go from A to B. And therefore the money is actually not anymore the lender's money, the borrower's money, it's now the lender's money. Yeah, you have to use the higher level of Hefker Bezdin Hefker, not the lower level. That was the original time. And give him a right to collect it. More than reinstate it, right, and give him a right. It's mamash like his money. That's all the question. What we talked about is Moshe Shtereisov the same as Prusbul or not? It's not a Takana Darabanan, really. Okay, we have to know. Prusbul obviously is... Okay, so that's the question we have to get to. But assuming it's a Darabanan concept. Now, the big nafkamina this is that there's a machloikis in the Rambam and the Ravid. This is the part of the pilpul. No, man. He says like this. He said, the Rambam says, which is what the Gemara sounds like, that since the concept of Shemitah's Ksavim is Darabonon, that's where you can make a prosbul. The Ravid is of the opinion that Shemitah's Ksavim nowadays is Daraisa. It's Daraisa. It's the Ravid Shita. So the Ravid says, but it doesn't matter. Because Prusbul could work even if Shemitah's Ksafim is Dereisa. Even if Shemitah's Ksafim would be from the Torah, Prusbul would work. So the question is, on the Ravid, but the Ravid said, it's not like the Gemara, no? Doesn't the Gemara say it's only Darabanan? The Ravid said, no. When Rava says Hefker Bezdin Hefker, he's going back all the way on the first Gemara also. And Hefker Bezdin works. So therefore, even if Shemitah's Ksafim would be Dereisa, you could use Prusbul because Prusbul would work for... Hefker Bezdin Hefker, and Hefker Bezdin Hefker could work even against the Daraisa. So the question is, so why does the Rambam argue? So the Satmarov wants to say, because the Rambam holds that Hefker Bezdin Hefker only is the first level. Hefker Bezin Hefker, the Rambam, when he brings down the pasuk, only brings the first pasuk. He doesn't bring the second pasuk. So the Rambam sheet on Hefker Bezin Hefker is that Hefker Bezin Hefker only works to make something Hefker. You can take it out of your pocket, but you can't. There's no power in the Chacham to go and say that thing which is yours becomes his. We can't do that. We can make it. It's not yours anymore. We can't make it his. So Hefker Bezin Hefker will never work on the Prisma for Prisma to collect the loan because Chazal are nullified it. So what's it going to help? So Akarcha Prisma only works if Shemitah will be there Rabbanon. According to the Ravid, Hefker Bezin works to make it that it becomes the other guys, so it can work even if Shemitah's Ksafa will be there Rice. That was the Pilpul. What? Right. In other words, Chazal, you don't even need a gzera. Even if Shemitah's Ksafa will be there Yeraisa nowadays, Prisma would work. In the Rambam, it's two levels of Gzera. First, they wanted to. Nowadays, there's no Shemitah stuff in the beginning. Chazal were afraid, Zeichel Shemitah. We want to remember Shemitah. They instituted Shemitah stuff from Altefker Bezin Hefker. Oh, and second, now that there's Shemitah stuff, no one's lending money anymore. They instituted Prisma. Prisma doesn't have to come out to Hefker Bezin Hefker. Prisma works. That's whatever the mechanics is going to be.
It's not a new.
Right.
Do it back to the guys rather.
Yeah. Okay. Well, however you right. That's how you want to say it. The Ravid holds the Hefker Bezin Hefker works to give money from A to B. So Chazal, in the context of Prisma, like Rashi says, they went ahead and said, "You write a Prisma, the loan becomes yours again."
Rabbi, if there is a gemach that you loan to give it to other people, so does the gemach organization needs to get from the gemach?
You don't need to get a principal from them. You have to write a principal. The person who writes the principal is the lender. So as long as you write a principal, you're okay.
You do it every year or you do it
every 7th? This year before Shana. Before Shana, we're going to do it. To make sure that all your loans are still collectible. There's a lot of details how to write it and through what's the mechanism. But then we're just talking conceptually now. How does it work? So let's talk more about it. But this is the general background.
Does it come back? The loan that I gave.
If you wrote a principal, you can get your money back.
I just loaned them.
You borrowed from them or you loaned to them?
I gave the money to make mitzvah to the
Gemach. Okay.
I'm giving it out.
Okay, so you write a principal for the loan that you did to the Gemach, and the Gemach writes a principal for the loans that they gave out to the other people.
But when are we doing? When do you do?
Yeah. One shita, the Rosh shita is they do it from the beginning of the year, and that's why some people wrote it last Rosh Hashanah. But we paskin that the Shemitah cancels the loans at the end of the Shemitah year. So as long as before this Rosh Hashanah you write a Prisbal, you could collect and then you write the Prisbal on the rest of the loans.
So anything collectible up until the end of the year isn't.
Well, there's a little bit of a funny thing. In other words, what happens if you wrote a principal last Rosh Hashanah and then you lent money during Shemitah?
No, what if I didn't write a principal last Rosh Hashanah? I just lent somebody until this Pesach.
Yes. As you
if they didn't pay you back.
There's a lot of outstanding loans, right? So if it was to last Pesach, I still owe you the money. So you want to write a principal so you can collect it eventually.
He owed it to me in the middle of Shemitah.
Okay, so what's the choice? He didn't pay you back. So then so that's cancelable. That's cancelable at the end of this year. The only thing that Shemitah doesn't cancel is a loan, which is only collectible after the Shemitah. Machlokes. Okay, fine. So that's the first sugya. So next week. Next week, we're having a Yachikala, 2 days, Sunday, Monday. We're having someone come, Rabbi Kushner. I don't know if you remember him from last year's Geschmack. I don't like it. So he's going to be talking about a more broader topic, Ribbis and business deals and stuff like that. So I think that we're going to be Mitztarif to the Yachikala next Sunday, Monday. So you'll see the details. And then we'll continue after that. Following
Monday's a holiday.
It's Labor Day.
Oh, Labor Day.
So we're gonna have we for Elul 2 day learning. We'll try to get something good out of it. Okay. Shkoyach, everybody.
You have to say it's called.